What do you make of people using ChatGPT as psychics?
I think it's a wonderful tool. I think if anyone can gain insights from, you know, whether it's, you know, talking to an old trusted friend, reading a daily horoscope, or this, you know, using AI, if there's value, I'm not going to knock it. I think that information is out there for us, and I think the universe is always trying to communicate with us. And if people would learn to trust themselves more and trust their intuition more, I think psychics would become obsolete, but I think the world would be a better place. So I don't have a problem with this format at all. I think it's great. I've used it a few times, but it cannot come anywhere near what a psychic can do. It can't make predictions, and it can't go beyond the realm of logic and go into the empathy or the intuition that a psychic can offer. And also, it doesn't offer it an opportunity to process information.
I mean, obviously, there's like, when you see a psychic versus when you're talking to a robot, there's a loss of humanity there as well, a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of akin to these, you know, AI boyfriend, girlfriends that you see on social media. Like, I'm not a big social media person, but I am on Facebook, and I see the ads all the time. And I think, well, it's not real companionship because this is a computer program. And AI is nowhere near what we want it to, where we want it to be. It's advancing, but it's not at a point where it's a sentient being. So, you know, I would say that having, you know, using AI psychics is akin to having an AI boyfriend or girlfriend. It's just really going to miss the human touch.
So we mentioned intuition. Do you think that's what people are looking for when they're talking to ChatGPT?
Well, from what I saw with ChatGPT is that it provides a lot of options in many cases. So you'll ask a question and it will give you, you know, a wide array of options. And I think that if someone has an intuition and one of those options aligns there, I think there's definitely value in that. But at the same time, a psychic is not going to give you a list of options. They're going to hone in on what the issue is. And they're not even going to, you know, a good psychic won't just identify the issue. They're going to go beneath the surface and explain where this is coming from, how this is affecting you, and why you're being drawn to this. Because I do believe in karma, and I don't believe in karma as punishment. It's a lesson, and we're all here to learn. And one of the things about the AI is it can't roll out those lessons for us. It can just stick with very factual solutions rather than really helping us to, you know, to do a deeper dive that we need to do.
Typically, when you see people who are seeking the guidance from a psychic, what are they looking for from you?
I would say 90% of my clients are women. I would say that most of them are over the age of 25, 30, because I think in your 20s you're still really optimistic and you haven't really been hit with some of life's hard challenges. And on top of that, most of the questions are around love. I would say it's probably about a 70-30. Love is the first one, and career is the second one. And I think with career, it's a more objective thing. You know, sometimes if you're stuck in a career, it comes down to looking for another job, maybe upgrading your skills. But the solutions are often more practical and easier for a person to access. When it comes to love, a lot of people have blind spots. A lot of people are, you know, dealing with patterns that they're not even aware of. And that's where a psychic can really come in handy and just like to help you identify, you know, where you're running amok and how to reshape your life. So, again, that's something that AI can't do.
Because of that, you don't really consider AI a threat to your industry then?
Oh, God, no, not at all. I think it's a wonderful tool. In fact, the questions that I asked, I got some really interesting answers, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I could see how it can help someone. But I mean, the clients that I tend to get are ones who are really, really struggling and feeling stuck. And I don't, I know that this program is not going to resolve their issues. However, they can come to me and I can really work with them, tune into their energy and help them understand where they need to work, what they need to work on. And a lot of times I'll tell a client, you know, I think therapy is something you need to do. And this could be another tool that I will refer to clients, you know, as I think it's a wonderful tool. But it's not, again, it's, I don't think it's a perfect solution, but I think it's a tool.
I mean, I know when I did a tape about how people are using it in lieu of therapy, some of the appeal is that it's convenient. And
it's free.
Yeah, it's free. That's I think those are the two big ones. So.
Well, you know, there's an old adage, you get what you pay for. But that's, I don't want to say that to diminish it, because I really do think it has merit and it has value. But I think it's good for light questions. But if you're really, really struggling with something, it's not going to help. It's not going to replace human contact.
And I know you mentioned that there are a lot of psychics out there that people should be wary of as well.
To be honest with you, I would trust this service, the AI service, more than I would trust a lot of psychics, and I don't want to speak badly of other psychics, because there are some incredibly wonderful human beings out there doing the service, but there are also people out there who will talk of curses, you know, to drum up extra, you know, an extra $1,000 to remove said curse, which doesn't exist. But I think for people, sometimes it's easier to think they're cursed than to take responsibility for maybe making some bad choices along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the opposite of what I do, is I'll say, hey, look, you know, these are some bad choices you made, but the good news is you can fix it.
Yeah.
You're in control of your situation. Not fate, not AI, you are.
It sounds like the message here is similar to the therapy in AI, which is, you know, like AI, it's getting there, but it's just not there yet, so it shouldn't be solely relied on for these types of services.
The most common thing people really need, and they don't know they need, but what they really do need is hope. And that's where a psychic's intuition can really come in handy. There's always hope. There's always a brighter future. It might not be an easy path, but it's always there. Always.
Yeah.
And that's something you can't get from AI yet. You can get, there's lots of places you can get it from. Seeing a psychic is just one of the ways that you can get it. And like I said, it's something that, as far as I'm concerned, it hasn't been re-